Second Chronicles, chapter 1. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and Yahweh his Elohim was with him, and magnified him exceedingly. Then Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. And so Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tabernacle of the congregation of Yahweh, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had made in the wilderness. But the ark of Yahweh had David brought up from Kiriath-Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of Yahweh, and Solomon and the congregation looked to it. And Solomon went up there to the brazen altar before Yahweh, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. And in that night did Yahweh appear to Solomon and said to him, "Ask what I will give you." And Solomon said to Yahweh, "You have showed great mercy to David, my father, and have made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Yahweh Elohim, let your promise to David, my father, be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge so that I might go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this, your people, that is so great?" And Yahweh said to Solomon, "Because this was in your heart, and you've not asked riches or wealth or honor, nor the life of your enemies, neither have yet asked for long life, but have asked instead for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, so that you might judge my people over whom I've made you king, wisdom and knowledge is granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither shall there be any after you having the same." Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenteous as stones. And cedar trees did he make as the sycamore trees that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and linen yarn. The king's merchants received the linen yarn at a price. And they fetched up and brought forth out of Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so did they bring out horses for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria by their means. End of chapter 1.